tell me about the thought process that went into you selecting these two young... They are curators, right?
Donna Nelson and Ruben Skenoff are both artists. They are both faculty members at the Tyler School of Art, you know, Tyler of Temple University. And Donna is an artist that I've admired for a long time. She's an artist of stature internationally in the world of painting. We have a work of art by her in this collection here. So Donna is an artist that I admire. And I wanted a juried show that would engage with the sort of energy and fluorescence of young artists that are living in, you know, North Philadelphia now, North Chinatown, Fishtown, neighborhoods like that, where I feel that we all know that there's an energy there. And there are a couple of galleries that I know, but I'm not as fully engaged with this great new creative spirit that Philadelphia has. I thought of Donna first because my sense is that the Tyler School of Art is an anchor institution in terms of where a lot of these artists are coming from. And certainly there's PAFA and Moore College of Art and University of Pennsylvania and University of the Arts. Philadelphia is a city of great art schools. But I think in terms of what's happening, you know, in North Philly, Tyler is very important. And when I think of the juried show, I'm thinking about jurors who are teachers of stature who are going to attract the young artists of the city who sort of know them, know what they're about, are inspired by them, and are going to want to be in the show because of who they are as jurors. When I approached Donna and asked her if she might be interested in jurying the show, Donna said she'd be very interested. However, she really would not want to do it alone, and she proposed to me bringing Rubens on board as a co-juror. And this is because Rubens, who's younger, I'm going to say he's in his 30s, is involved in that art world that, you know, Donna knew that I was interested, hoping to attract. Rubens is one of the organizers of a gallery called Tiger Strikes Asteroid, which is very innovative and hipper than me. And Donna felt that they would complement each other in terms of, you know, Rubens's sort of on the ground involvement with the arts and her own sort of, you know, stature and authority as a senior instructor, you know, in painting at Tyler. So they were a dynamic duo. And, you know, I believe that the exhibition that was created did, you know, capture the spirit of new creativity in Philadelphia that we were aiming to get.
But it was a risk. I mean, this is something very radical for Woodmere. It's a lot of very untraditional art, art that you won't have seen on the walls here typically before.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there was a risk for you. Did you know what you didn't know?
I knew this was going to be pushing our boundaries. And I will tell you that, you know, last night we had a collections committee meeting, and I would say that a lot of the art on the walls downstairs pushes some of our committee members beyond their comfort zone in terms of, you know, the values that many of these artists espouse. You know, they're generally not trying to create works of art that impress you necessarily with a virtuosity of technique. I mean, some yes and some no. But there are different kinds of gestures, different kinds of mark making, different kinds of conceptual thinking about, you know, the purpose of art in our society.
And how much of it were you unconvinced by when it came in the door? And how have you?
I love the show.
Every single item.
No, I don't love every single item, but that's never the case. You know, there are things that I love more, and there are things that I'm excited about more, and there are some things that I don't understand.
And that's a good thing.
And that's a good thing. And I think the great thing about working in a museum is that you're constantly learning. I mean, I love working in museums because you've got an intimacy with works of art. And if you're doing your job, you're constantly challenging yourself in order to grow and learn. And, you know, I can give many examples of artists that I knew of as figures in the arts in Philadelphia before I started working here that I was very lukewarm to, or maybe, you know, outright didn't like, and have come to understand and to really love because, you know, they've grown on me in a sense, but, you know, my sort of information about them and my understanding of the relationships that they're a part of historically has become richer. And so now I do understand artists that, you know, 2.5 years ago I did not. So, I mean, that's a natural process, I think.
But it's but it's not one that all middle-aged museum directors are engaged in. A lot of the time, someone else with this job would quite happily have kept on doing what Woodmere does.
Well, I think that if you keep doing exhibitions of Pennsylvania Impressionism, you become a boring place. Now, I love Pennsylvania Impressionism, I do, and that's one of the mainstays of the exhibition program at Woodmere. And these are artists who, you know, really move the needle in American art. They're embedded in the history of the city of Philadelphia. Our mission is all about that. And we do exhibitions about the Pennsylvania Impressionists that are showing them in different lights and trying to, you know, bring them to the present and make them relevant.
In this exhibition, then, are you seeing a movement? Somebody suggested to me this morning, actually, I was walking my dog, that Philadelphia has become its very own left bank. It is now
a mecca.
Well, it is. It's affordable for artists. And artists are coming from all over the world. And there's enough of a community here for people to be able to feed off each other. But is it a school or is it just a movement?
There are many things that make the art of Philadelphia distinctive. And I would say that one thing that you can see downstairs in this show is that painting really lives in Philadelphia. I think if you were looking at, you know, an exhibition in New York right now of this kind, you might see a lot more sculpture, a lot more installation work, maybe a lot more photography. In Philadelphia, we've got, and this is one of the things that Donna Nelson, one of the jurors, explored a bit in her comments in the catalog. Philadelphia has two important art schools, Tyler and the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts, that really teach painting. And so if you walk through the exhibition downstairs, you see artists who handle paint in a sensual way. They are growing out of a tradition of Philadelphia realism, which is the mainstream of the arts in Philadelphia, whether you're talking about social realism or the, you know, realism of you know, Pennsylvania Impressionist paintings, or Thomas Eakins or Charles Wilson Peale.
Actual figurative work, right.
Realism is the mainstream of the arts in Philadelphia. And you can see artists downstairs, and I can point to examples. One of my very favorite artists in the show is a young woman artist named Catherine Mulligan. And when you see her work, you can smell the sort of atmospheric impressionism of the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts that comes down to us right from Thomas Eakins through Walter Stumpfig to Ben Kamihira to today. And yet the subject matter that she's taking is very much, you know, of this place. There's a painting by her that's a depiction of a value lot supermarket. And, you know, it's not the kind of highfalutin, grand kind of structure that you might see in traditional art. But, you know, it's a tough-looking neighborhood place that symbolizes the world that she, you know, as a young artist, is living in. And the kind of choices that I think she's making in order to dedicate herself to being an artist in Philadelphia today.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.